India continues to be hammered by a ferocious COVID-19 wave that is overwhelming the country's healthcare system. The official death toll has surpassed 200,000, with crematoriums struggling to cope with numbers. However, experts believe the official tally vastly underestimates the actual toll in a nation of 1.35 billion. A shipment of oxygen concentrators left Ireland for India yesterday, 365 ventilators and other equipment to follow, and that is part of an EU response to the COVID crisis there. Jasna Singh is a Financial Times reporter based in Delhi. Good morning, Jasna. Thank you for joining us. Delhi State recording a death from COVID-19 every 4 minutes. And we're all seeing those heartbreaking scenes inside and outside hospitals. Could you paint a picture for us of those daily struggles for families now trying to find a hospital bed, oxygen, help for their loved ones?
Yes, Mary, the situation here continues to be very grim. I would start by just giving you the latest figures. India has yet again recorded 380,000 new daily infections and 3,600 deaths. This is the highest of any country during this pandemic. And for the first time, India's active COVID cases have gone past 3 million. So these numbers do sound very big, but as you said, that there is underreporting of both infections and deaths, and that's because of a number of reasons, because laboratories are overstretched, so there's not enough testing being done, and there's also some hint that, you know, officials are under pressure to downplay the numbers. Same with the death toll. A lot of the people who are suffering from COVID never make it to the hospital. Hospital services are totally overwhelmed, leaving relatives and family members desperately calling whoever they can, looking for hospital beds, oxygen, life-saving medicines, and often watching their loved ones helplessly gasping for breath, dying in front of them without getting timely help. It is a very, very dire situation here.
And the government of Narendra Modi has been accused of being very slow to respond to what has been a developing crisis for some time, big gatherings, super spreader events throughout March and April. Is there any sign that government is starting to come to grips with the crisis now? Are there signs of foreign aid starting to come through and make a difference?
Well, foreign aid has started arriving. The UK was the first country whose shipment arrived on Tuesday with 100 ventilator trays and about 95 oxygen concentrators. Others will follow. Russia has said two of its planes carrying oxygen production units are on the way. You just said medical supplies are arriving from have left Ireland and will be arriving soon. But there would be a while before these supplies start making a difference on the ground, because according to newspaper reports, the government has decided that all foreign aid will be routed through the Indian Red Cross, where a select committee is going to decide how to allocate these resources. So it will take a while before help can reach people on the ground.
And briefly, now, what about the vaccination rollout now? Because this is the country that is one of the largest producers of vaccines, and that rollout has also been slow.
Yes, ironically, the vaccination has been slow. India has now decided to open up vaccination for a wider population. It started with health and frontline workers, then it added the elderly population between the ages of 60 and 55. Now it has opened it to younger people, everybody who is under the age of 44 and 18. Above 18 is supposed to get it. Yesterday, the registration for this new category started, and the government's website crashed within 3 minutes because 8 million people registered to be vaccinated. But it is highly unlikely that they are going to get the vaccine anytime soon because of a serious vaccine shortage that India is facing at the moment.
Jasna Singh in Delhi, thank you very much indeed for your time.